You're listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast with your host, Brandon Suba.
Hello and welcome to the BNI Heartland podcast. My name is Brandon Suba, Regional Growth and Education Director for BNI Heartland. And with me today, I have international trainer and speaker, Executive Director Vince Vigneri. Vince, how are you today?
I am doing great, Brandon. Thanks for having me in Subaville Studios.
We're happy to have you here at Subaville.
Recently, as some of you have probably seen in videos, I have been at the global office doing a training with other executive directors. So it's nice to be back in the heartland and knocking out some podcasts today.
Well, and we try to do recognition when we do our webinars and all of that. And even though you were out of town, I did recognize you on the webinar for working with other people outside of BNI Heartland, because BNI globally is all about working together, coming up with ideas, seeing what works, seeing what doesn't, and making it happen.
If I'm not mistaken, I think they call that giver's gain.
I've heard that somewhere.
Okay.
I've heard that somewhere, BNI specifically. So today is a topic that I was shocked we didn't have a podcast on this, because I talk about it a lot, and I think because I talk about it so much, you've kind of talked about it with things.
I know I've integrated it into just training and other things that I've done with workshops, that it definitely comes out, because it's in so much of what we do. I feel like we're teasing people right now.
We are. I'll give it up. I'll give it up here. So Ty Bennett wrote a book, Partnership is the New Leadership, and he has a whole chapter in there about culture. And you can ask pretty much any business, have you ever heard about culture in your business? And they'll say yes. But what Ty found out is you can't write a chapter on what makes a great culture, because it depends who the people are, what the business is, what culture they create that works for them. So what he found was the concept of what can be a culture killer, what can hurt the culture in your business. And the one that stood out to me the most was task versus purpose. Now, for probably a lot of Omaha members, they might be going, ah, here we go, because they hear me say it all the time. But task versus purpose, the things that we do in our business, the things that we do at a BNI chapter, they can be done as a task. I have to do these. I have to get them done. Maybe it's not your favorite thing to do. But a lot of the times, there's a purpose behind them. And when you lose the concept of the purpose, that's when you're going through the motions. And in BNI, we have so many beneficial things. And today we're going to talk about making sure they don't tilt to that task. And we're going to talk about the purpose on what they stand for.
Well, and if you really think about where you started that description, you know, every chapter, we talked about business, but every chapter has its own culture. And that culture changes based on the leadership. We're getting ready to transition our leadership teams.
Right.
The culture will shift. And I've told the story before, it doesn't matter if it's from a male to a female president or vice versa, or if it's from a really tall president to a not so tall president. The culture changes with those simple things, but that's not really what we're talking about today within the chapter. Right. We're talking about the things that need to be done to help a chapter, help a member be even better than where they are today. And the first thing we were going to talk about was member success program.
Yes.
Member success program is one of those things that I really think walks that fine line. If a leadership team in a chapter says, you have to do this, Brandon, it's required of you, you need to get it done, that is very task-oriented.
Yep.
You have to get it done. Well, Brandon, why do you need to go to member success program?
Oh, there's such a list. I mean, what it comes down to is you have, if you sign up for 1 year of BNI, you can either get the most out of that 1 year or you can start benefiting at the end.
And if you think about it from that perspective, we've told the story before, it's like joining a gym.
Oh,
if you
yeah.
just join a gym and expect to get results, it's not going to happen. You need to go to that introduction class. You need to go to that next class. You need to sign up for training. You actually have to show up at the gym. It's like the attendance policy in BNI. But when you think about member success program, the why behind member success program is giving you some of the basics to be a successful networker and BNI member. And I said both and, because it gives you some skills to take into other networking events, other things that you go to, social functions, and help you find referrals for your members. In addition to that, it helps you with your weekly presentation, your feature presentation, your one-to-ones at and outside of your meetings. So there's more to just the "you have to go" statement. You don't have to go anymore. The term "have to go" implies that you have to go somewhere. Frankly, you can go online. Mm-hmm. BNI University offers those simple tips and tools for you to get the most out of your membership immediately, and you can do it on your own time.
Right.
So again, purpose. Do it on your own time. Do it when you have time. Yeah, okay, it takes a couple of hours to complete it, but it's going to make you individually, inside and outside of BNI, better tomorrow. That's the purpose to me, more than just the task.
I'll take the task side to make it more purposeful. You're good at math. You're good at math, right? I'm not, as everybody knows that listens to this. So if I were to do a half an hour of BNI University every business day of the week, how many hours would that be?
2.5 hours.
And that's about what it takes for a member success program, right?
Correct.
I think it's difficult to sit down and knock it all out at once. I've done it. I've done a few that way. And you're committing that time. But you'll hear business coaches say it. You'll hear inspirational people say it. If you block something out, turn the email off. Don't take a phone call for just a half an hour and focus on what you're doing. You're going to find the purpose of that because you're giving it 100% focus. You're going to retain what you're learning. Now it's not a task. You're literally learning the benefits of how to do these things. And, you know, I'll share this. I saw a member in a chapter. And he got up, he gave his weekly presentation, and he sat down, and the member next to me goes, looks at him and goes, "You went to member success program last week, didn't you?" And then he kind of smiles and goes, "Yeah, I did." He goes, "That's the best weekly presentation I've heard in a while." And it was good. He hit on all the points that you learn at member success program, and you could see that confidence he had when he was asking. He felt that he really covered his bases with that. And I think that's the purpose of member success program, online or live.
I couldn't agree more.
So let's talk about some of the four keys that can be put as a task. And let's explain why or the purpose behind them. So the slips is what I'm getting at, the four slips. And for those of you that are very paper efficient, the four things you can track on your app then too. We'll go both ways here on this. But the first one, the referral slip. That's kind of an important one, wouldn't you say, Vince?
Well, for your business, you track your results. Mm-hmm. In BNI, it shouldn't be any different because BNI is part of your business. This gives you the tool to track both your referrals you've received, but also the referrals you've given. So the purpose of tracking your referral slips is tracking. Really important because now both sides of the equation get that notification. I've passed a referral or I've received a referral. And from there, you're able to see what's been done with it. Mm-hmm. Now, not all the way to the bookend that we're going to talk about at the end of thank you for closed business, because that is confidential, which is part of the purpose of it. We'll get to that. But it does help with the tracking. And that, to me, that's the real why behind the slips. Help us track our results.
And with the app, you can get that information to them right away.
And you can pull up your information right away at the meeting and go, "I passed this referral this week. I had this one-to-one this week. I listened to this awesome podcast this week."
This one specifically.
This one specifically.
Give yourself a CEU credit. Which goes to the next one, CEUs. I'm gonna actually group, especially on time. I'm going to group CEUs and one-to-ones because you have full control of those.
You have full control of the CEU. You can have full control of the one-to-one depending on who's going to enter it.
Correct.
Both sides don't have to enter it.
Correct. So let's just look at the purpose of these. So first off, going into the tracking, like Vince just talked about, it's good to know how much education you're doing because you learn more to earn more.
And it's one of those core values, lifelong learning.
That's correct. So when you're tracking your CEUs, I think it's a big piece of accountability too. And when you're doing BNI University, you get CEUs for that. They just changed it to show an hour of university. That's now how you can turn in a CEU.
Well, and on top of that, it gives you an opportunity to share a testimonial of something that has happened to you, maybe because of BNI. you learned this or you did this in a one-to-one that allowed you to give a testimonial. So when you think about the tracking of a CEU, it's also the recognition piece of a CEU, recognizing the person you listened to, the person you heard, the person you did a one-to-one with, whatever that might be.
Right. Well, and then the one-to-ones too, as you're talking about, the purpose of a one-to-one is to get a referral.
It is to get a referral, and you get and give referrals to the people you know, like, and trust. It's to kind of break down those 90-minute walls that we have of B&I, because B&I isn't just 90 minutes. B&I is part of your business. Right. So I'm guessing most people work 30 to 60 hours. Wow, that's a big range, but that's true. And you think about that, B&I is part of every one of those hours.
Correct. And sometimes after, I mean, because you build friendships, right. So it can go beyond that. So if you really feel one-to-ones are just a task, oh my gosh, we track them, I have to do this, we're doing a one-to-one challenge, something like that, commit 30 minutes and write an agenda. 3 questions that you know you're going to ask the person, and maybe it's, what's a good referral source for you? How do I introduce them, or how do I make the introduction? And what's your a golden goose? What's the largest referral you could get? Because what if I know that connection?
And if you asked me those 3 questions, do you think it's likely I would ask you those 3 questions in return?
I wouldn't be mad if you did.
So think about those questions. What are the questions you want to be asked by somebody?
Right.
And ask them.
And like I said, and I've said it in a previous podcast, write an agenda for it. Because if we just sit down and we don't have anything planned, Vince and I can talk for an hour and really talk about nothing. Would you agree?
That's a fact.
We drive a lot together. So, okay. So now the last one to close us out is thank you for closed business.
It is all about the core value of recognition.
All about it.
I mean, the purpose here is about recognizing the person who gave you a referral, and you turned that into business. You met at that one-to-one, you got a referral, you closed it, and you thanked that referral source. It's all about recognition. It's not about tracking. It's not about ticking the number, ticking the box. It's really about the recognition. Absolutely, the tracking is important.
I was going to say
that. I can go back in and say, oh, I closed $100,000 worth of business last year from my B&I chapter. That's great, because that gives me a purpose for renewing.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact is, the most important piece is that other person that's being recognized for the thank you for closed business.
Well, and I think people don't necessarily, well, members don't necessarily know, but in the Palms report, that thank you for closed business kind of reflects on how much you're giving to the chapter. And the hardest part with that is you have no control over it.
Correct, because the other person has to enter it to say thank you, which it really shows how well they want to be recognized also.
Mm-hmm.
It's a two-way street. You know, if one person passes one referral that results in a big, big result, that's great. But if somebody's passing 50 referrals a year and it's not, is it because the referrals aren't good? Or is it because the person or people they've passed those referrals to aren't turning in the thank you for closed business to recognize that person? Go back and think about the thank you for closed business as recognition. That's the purpose. Forget the task of doing it.
I like that. I think that
that's a great piece to end on.
That sums it up, right? And for our listeners, always a reminder, these podcasts are for you. If there's ever a topic you would like us to cover, please email us at podcast@bniheartland.com. We will do our best to cover that in the future. Vince, thanks for your time today. I have a strong passion towards this topic. Because like we said, things can be looked at a task, but there is a purpose behind everything we do in B&I.
We talk about it a lot. Start with why.
That's right.
Start with your purpose. Start with the purpose of everything in B&I.
And with that, I look forward to talking to the rest of you on a future podcast.
Thank you for listening to the official B&I Heartland podcast. For more, follow us on Facebook or go to www.bniheartland.com.